Welcome to the Speak in Flow podcast. Let's unleash your leadership voice. Listen in to the untold stories of high-performing leaders, where they will reveal their golden takeaways to help you become fearless communicators and fast-track your career. Join us for the journey. Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to the Speak and Flow podcast. Today, I have a special guest. This episode, and all of our episodes, we're focused around sharing unique experiences that will help you unleash your leadership voice as a leader, as a team leader. Today, we have Geraldine Serrano. She's a specialty tax consultant working at Vera Tax Advisory. Hi, Geraldine.
Hi, Melinda. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. I find you you're confident, you're direct, you lead teams. And so tell us a little bit more about what you do in the tax specialty area.
Sure. So I help both residential and commercial real estate investors lower their tax liability with an underutilized tax strategy called cost segregation. And I also help companies that are creating or improving a product or service qualify for the research and development tax credit.
Wow, it's very specialized and niche. No wonder why you're busy.
Yes. I just got past the April deadline, but I'm still busy, and I'm going to get even busier as we approach the September and October deadline.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's why you have a team. And I love your analogy about a team. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so I love playing and watching soccer. Mm-hmm. And I had a teammate during a game tell me, I watched him take the soccer ball, go through all 11 players, including the goalie, and score. And so after he scored, I said, great, I don't have to do anything. And he said, no, there is no I in team, that we still have to be a team in order to win the game. And that's the mindset I have with the people that I work with to do this specialty tax work, that it's not just me that is able to do the work. It's my entire team. I bring in the person that needs our services, and then it's my team and I that work together to make sure we're able to provide them what they need in order to reduce what they're going to owe in taxes.
Mm-hmm. So it was really, there's a lot of deadlines, there's a lot of people involved, and it's a we, not an I, to make it super efficient and effective. And so there's a lot of communication that needs to happen, effective communication. And what I found is, since getting to know you more, is that your communication, you're direct and you're confident. And so we talked about what that feels like when someone approaches you. You're doing a lot of things. You sell for the company. You bring in clients. You're talking to high net worth clients. So you're busy, and someone comes to you and they are long-winded. They have a lot of detail, and they're not getting to the point. Like, what does that feel like for you?
For me, because naturally I'm impatient, it's really hard for me to sit there and listen to someone that just goes on and on. But I do it, right? Because I feel like I have to somehow process what they're telling me. Uh-huh, and then my mind works in bullet points. So after I listen
to
what they have to say, then I repeat it back to them in bullet points. Like, so for example, I was talking to a referral yesterday, and they were going on and on and on. And in what they were saying, there wasn't, like how I told you, I work in bullet points. There wasn't like, Geraldine, here's question one, here's question two, here's question three.
Right.
So in this whole huge talk that they had, I had to figure out by paying attention and listening and repeat it back to them, that I feel like you have three questions, and here are the three questions that I think you have. Is that correct, yeah, or did I miss something? And so that way they can tell that I'm listening, and they can tell me if I'm right or wrong of what their questions are, because it wasn't succinct.
Yeah. Yeah. And and the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I get this a lot. So I get from my clients, and these are VPs, executives, who are pitching to probably owners of the company, president level, and they need support because they do want to bring in a lot of information to the CEO. And just like you, you're the company owner, you have a lot to do. And so for you to have to work hard to listen to somebody and find the bullet points, the three key points, it feels like I want people to understand, the listeners to understand, on the receiving end, you're giving the other person more work.
Right.
Right? To yeah. Like, okay, I really think hard and really listen hard. What is this person's point?
Right.
When they're including too much detail, I think the sender or the communicator feels like this other person needs to hear everything when they don't, especially if they're busy people.
Right. And to also add to that, Melinda, is, so for example, today I'm going to give a 5-minute presentation on cost segregation to the Chinese Real Estate Association of America. I've only got 5 minutes. Yeah. And so if I were to barf on that audience, right? Yeah. Because, I want to give so much information, nobody's going to understand one word that I said because I'm speaking too fast and it's too much information. However, if I know what I'm going to say and I'm very, if I know what I'm going to say and I present it in a way that people can easily understand, then that 5 minutes is going to be useful to them. Because I made sure ahead of time that I prepared on what I'm going to say in those 5 minutes and how I'm going to present that information so that the audience is left with valuable information that they can use after hearing me speak for 5 minutes. And that's what I mean. So that's why it's really important how we communicate. Because if you want the receiver to get the message that you want them to have, then it's really important how you communicate that. Otherwise, the message never gets to them and it's just lost.
Right, right. And we overthink it, or we think they need all the details, and that actually waters down the message. And so how did you prepare for your 5 minute today?
Well, so last year I read a book that taught me how to give a TED Talk.
Oh, nice. What is it called?
How to Talk Like TED. And so a TED Talk is supposed to be 18 minutes because if you're under 18, you don't have enough content. People feel like you didn't provide enough content. If you go over 18 minutes, then it's information overload. So my presentation is 18 minutes. Also, it teaches you how to tell stories, because that's what people relate to. So in my TED Talk, I tell three stories. So in these 5 minutes, I'm only going to tell one story, and I'm going to end it with the way I end my TED Talk, because I only have 5 minutes. And the organizer of this event asked me for my PowerPoint slides. And I only have one, and it has my contact information on it. And she was surprised and worried because she's used to people having, so many slides with, that are filled with text. And I just had my contact information, because if you see a TED Talk, typically there is no PowerPoint, there is no slides. Right. And if you think about speakers like Steve Jobs, if there is a slide or anything in the background, it's just a picture that will help explain what he's talking about. So that's why I don't have any slides. But I can understand that most people are used to someone having a PowerPoint filled with text, because that's what we're used to.
Oh, totally. Oh my gosh. And we need to overfill or overgive. And there's so much that we know, especially as experts, and we have the chance to talk. We want to share so much. And I think that we just don't we have to remember that one point, and going deeper into one point is so much more valuable to the listener. And I love how what you're doing tonight, which is just one slide, one story, and then a closing. That's right. So perfect. Like how to be direct, how to really hit home on your message, just having one point. If you have 5 minutes, that's one point. Like that, you know, and a story, it's even better, which is engaging.
And it's also important how I present that. And what I mean by that is I took communication in college, and there's something called the speaker's triangle. So I don't stay in one spot. Uh-huh. Right. So I'm going to move. I'm going to start out in the middle. And then when I move on to the story, I'm going to move to one side of the room. And then when I close, I'm going to move to another side of the room. So that's beautiful. One way I communicate when I do my presentation. Also, because I don't know who's going to be in the audience, I get to know my audience up front. So I'm going to ask, does anyone know about cost segregation? So I can get the audience engaged, because what do you typically see anywhere, even if you're not at a presentation? People are always on their phones. And if they're not, and I can see who's paying attention or not paying attention, right? But if I engage the audience because I'm asking them a question, then that's a great way to make sure that I know people are going to pay attention to what I have to say.
Right, right. It's more like a conversation, trying to engage the audience and using movement to connect with people on the left side or the right side, depending on what point you are at in your story.
Yeah. And I'm also going to have people that I know in the audience, and I'm going to call on them so that people aren't looking just at me. Yeah. I'm going to point someone I know out in the audience, and they're going to stand up, and I'm going to refer to them as Miss I Hate the IRS. Then I'm going to have another friend who will be on the other side of the room, and I'm going to refer to her as Mrs. I Hate the IRS too. So it makes it fun, right?
Yes.
Nobody wants to just sit there and be bored.
Right, right. And creative and fun. Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Did you just come up with that? Like, do they know? Does the audience know that you're going to do that? Your friends?
The audience doesn't know, but my friends know.
Your friends know. Okay, good.
Yeah. And then also, towards the end of my presentation, I'm going to I'm going to tell the audience what they actually do for work.
Yeah.
And then associate it with the work that I do, saying that.
Right.
The results of the work that I do, the specialty tax work, is going to be applied differently in their tax situations. It won't be applied the same. So it'll get them thinking, right? Like I pointed somebody out in the audience, and their eyes are not just on me. They're able to not sit there and be bored. They have to be paying attention to who I'm pointing out and what I'm saying about them.
I love that. You have so many great tips and insights. Can you share with us, what are three things, if you have someone that tends to share a lot of details, what are three tips that you can share with them to help them? Because they don't know what details to share and what not to share. What could you help them with? What tips?
I think, one tip I would say, because I'm impatient and I don't like it when people are long-winded, but I feel like, you're going to come across those people. And I think what's really important is you have to make sure you listen well, because you have to sift through what they tell you and figure out what is their point and or what are their questions. And then, and then I feel like to make sure I understood what they said to me, then I either one, repeat it back to them in a succinct manner, what I think they said.
Right.
And or to figure out if tell them what I think their questions are. And then I tell them to tell me if I understood what they were telling me.
Right.
That's
right.
Their
we can't assume. Yeah.
Right.
We don't want to assume. That provides
them the opportunity to tell me if I understood what they said or not. And if I did, great. If I didn't, then they can try a different way. Or repeat what they said, and maybe, I can figure out what I misunderstood.
Right, Right. And then what about people on the opposite side? How do they prepare to talk to you if they have way too many details?
What do you mean? If they wait,
someone says, okay, I'm going to talk to Geraldine and I have all this information. How can I best prepare?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you know, the example I give is, you know, when I work with my assistant, mm-hmm. you know, I'll ask him to draft an email to follow up on payment. Mm-hmm. And he'll write a long-winded email saying, I hope this email finds you well, and I'm following up mm-hmm. on, you know, the invoice that was sent to you, and you should have received it by blah, blah, blah. And he'll just go on and on and on and on. And I'll tell him that I want two sentences. Mm. I'll want, did you receive the invoice? And if so, when can we expect payment? You know, and so that's extremely shorter than his long-winded email. Right.
Right.
And so I feel like, especially in our world here in the States, not like other countries, you know, here we live in a fast paced environment, right? Everybody wants, you know, things done and answered quickly. Right. And so mm-hmm. I feel like if I or a client were to open up an email and see a long mm-hmm. email that they would have to take time to read, if mm-hmm. they were so busy, then that's probably going to go on the back burner, because just mm-hmm. from the look of it, we'll think, oh my gosh, this is going to take so much time to
read
this. And so I feel like, but when I give a short email, right, the two sentences, did you get the invoice? When can we expect payment? It's going to get read. And that goes in research shows that a text is answered quicker than an email or a voicemail. So mm-hmm. because we want those quick conversations, mm-hmm. right? So I think the shorter, so a saying I like is word economy is key. I may not be the greatest at it, but that's what I like. And I think it's great when people have that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're great at it. You're great at it. Even, you know, just when I met you really quickly, I can get the sense that, yeah, word economy is key.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Geraldine. I think those tips are very, extremely helpful, because it puts us in the other shoes where the receiver, if I see this long email, I can picture myself getting overwhelmed. So I think the leaders out there who have a lot of details and don't know how to sort through it, just imagine receiving a long email and having to sort through it. Like, how would you feel? And then just try to get down to the one or two points. If it's on email, maybe 2 points at the most. You know, just do it. Just what are your key points? What are the bullet points? And then just put it into the email. Or even when you're speaking to somebody, what if you have 5 minutes, 1 point.
Right.
But if you're going to say 3 points, just say the 3 points. You don't have to give details. Just say the 3 points.
Right.
If you have 1 point, you can give a little bit more detail in 5 minutes. That's a rough estimate, but just be very specific and be very, not specific, to the point.
Right.
Yeah. Love this. Thank you, Geraldine. And if people needed to reach out to you for some support, for some tax advice, like what can we share your email address? What's the best way?
Yeah, you can either call or email me. My phone number is 510-386-0872. And my email address is Geraldine@veritaxadvisors.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks, Geraldine. Reach out to her. And thank you so much for being on the podcast. I got a lot out of it. So it was great. Yeah,
Well, thanks for having me, Melinda. And I hope that the listeners get a lot out of what we talked about.
I think so. I think they did. Yes. Thank you, listeners, for joining us. Appreciate you being here. Until our next episode, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining the conversation today. Are you curious on how you measure up with your ability to speak in flow? Come grab my free self-assessment at speakinflow.com/assessment. This assessment only takes a couple minutes to fill out. You will get your results within 5 minutes. see how you measure up with your ability to speak in flow and an unshakable confidence. Take the assessment, click on the link in the comments, and I'll see you on the other side.